We're talking today with the Congressman Frank Lucas. We're here at the State Fair of Oklahoma. You're out taking a look at some of these cattle that are being shown today. And let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. Your chairman, Mr. Conaway, has talked about wanting to start the markup process for a 2017-18 farm bill literally within days.
The chairman said that now for a number of weeks, even months. He's very focused. He understands that while a majority of the farm bill probably is the same product that we will have in, quote, the next farm bill, there are areas like dairy, there are areas like cotton where we've got issues that have to be addressed. And, Ron, as all of our producers remember from the 2014 farm bill, when you made the decision as a crop producer, do you want to do ARC revenue or do you want to do price protection PLC, you locked in for the 5 years. If we were to do the farm bill a year early, or when we do ultimately do the farm bill, producers will have a second bite at the apple. Do they want to stay with what they had? Do they want to switch to the other side? So it's really important, and I support Chairman Conaway's efforts to go a year early. It's just with all the things going back on back east at the nation's capital, it may be hard to get enough political oxygen, so to speak, to make something happen.
And I guess not just political oxygen, but also money.
Yes, the money issues are in there. We're spending substantially on hurricane relief in Texas, Florida now, places like Puerto Rico. And remember, that's a part of the United States, literally wiped clean almost, it seems. So those are issues out there. And Speaker Ryan is very focused on tax reform, and he would like to reduce rates. Now, farmers and ranchers, we're business people by anybody's definition. So what the tax rates are, the depreciation schedules, what can you expense? How much can you expense in a given year? Those are all the really important things to us. So there's a lot of stuff going on, Ron. All at the same time, Chairman Conaway wants to move a markup. But I'm with him. I understand where he's coming from. It just may be hard to get done in 17.
All the agricultural damage done to by Harvey and by Irma especially, and Maria you mentioned as well, how important is it the government really step up and help in a substantial way with these producers?
Well, just as we learned in much of the Southwest through the drought of 2011, 12, 13, and 14, sometimes as a producer, you can't not just outguess Mother Nature, you can't defend yourself from Mother Nature. So crop insurance, whether it applies to the crops growing in the field or the livestock programs, are critically important. Huge number of beef cattle in South Texas near the coastal areas. I think they're still working through all that process. We won't know for a while, but thank goodness we have provisions in there for both crop and livestock in the 2014 Farm Bill to help producers overcome things they can't possibly plan for. But that said, that's another reason we have to continue to have a Farm Bill.
Go back to that Farm Bill markup outside of Title I. Where's going to be the fight you see at this point?
Well, as always, because the only pot of money that's of any substance anymore is crop insurance, that'll be in the mix. I would tell you that when it comes to the number of acres of CRP, you're going to see some discussion, some debate, some struggle there. We dropped the acres, almost 7 million in the CRP authorization, because when prices were twice as high as they are now, when we wrote the last farm bill, acres were coming out. My friends who make sure we have enough fertilizer and seed and fuel and market the grain and mill the flour and all are always sensitive about the number of CRP acres. But by the same token, the ranking member of the committee, Mr. Peterson, says we're numbers are too low and they need to come up. He'll be able to marshal support from what I call the hook and bullet and camera lens crowd, the environmentalists, the sportsmen, the hunters, the fishermen, the environmentalists in general. But that'll be an issue that we'll battle through. And, of course, how is President Trump going to handle trade? Because as long as we've existed in agriculture in the United States, we've had the surpluses to sell into world markets. Where is he headed on that? Like a lot of people, I took a deep breath when the president stepped away from TPP. But by the same token, if he wants to negotiate individual trade agreements, I'm with him. But tell us how many trade negotiators you need. We need to be in 50 places at one time. So it's going to be a long fall, Ron.
Right. One last question as far as on SNAP. Food stamp, the debate over nutrition almost pulled things apart for you. In 14, you finally were able to bring things back together. Is this going to be, kind of the graveyard of the farm bill potentially?
The issue will once again be, do we have a comprehensive farm bill or do we break it into pieces, the production side, the nutrition side? If you break it into pieces, we'll never have another farm bill. There is not enough support. There's not enough of us left in the country to pass a farm bill anymore to get it all the way through. By the same token, if the other side tries to run the nutrition programs all by themselves, I don't know that support exists for that. But if I have to pick between a comprehensive farm bill that guarantees Americans the ability to buy the food, to get the food they need, and at the same time America's producers to be able to provide that food, or nothing, hey, I'm on the side of producers and consumers. We have to have a farm bill.